This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Oh. I had a little dreidel. I made it out of clay.
Oh boy.
And when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I should play. Oh dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay.
Breathing, Dennis Murphy.
When it's dry and ready,
breathing technique.
Oh dreidel, I should play.
I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play. Oh dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, oh no.
Oh no.
What happened to the music?
This
is like the Imus show.
Oh, no, not quite that bad. I don't think that's that bad at all. I think it's working fine.
God damn, I believe in karma.
There it is.
I spent a whole break goofing on his technical problems.
No, that's from your days in the Hare Krishnas. You just got tired of work in the airport.
machine?
Number two.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no. Oh,
perfect.
Where's the song? Where's the song we love so much?
So bad.
Maybe it's the disc, Robbie.
It could be.
Must be.
You know, while you're doing that.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Why don't we just screw up all the penises in the audience.
Uh-huh.
And say hello to, Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi there, honey. Now, we want to thank you for calling. Thank you, Joe, for finding Jenny in the middle of all those sausages.
Jenny, where are you calling from?
95, heading back to Columbia, Maryland.
All right. Beautiful. And you're calling for the last spot in the MILF contest?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Jenny, you're hot to trot for these Hannah Montana tickets?
Absolutely.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, darling?
That I most resemble?
Yes.
My ex-husband said that I look like Heather Locklear, but I don't see it.
Is there anybody that you would say you look more like?
Oh, gosh. Not at the top of my head, no.
Well, then, you know what? We can just say... Or we could say...
Oh.
Or we could just... Say hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Diane.
And where are you from, Diane?
Manhattan.
Uh-huh. And you want to play the game, too?
Yes, absolutely.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I'm sorry?
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I would say that Kristen Kirk girl from the Smallville.
Wow, that's tough for me.
Well, she's hot. Is she Clark Kent's girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
Probably good.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And you've always wanted to play strip trivia?
Sure, absolutely. It'll be my first time.
You take care of yourself?
Of course I do.
You're getting back to the waxing question that was asked before, right?
Hold on a second. I'm now getting the sign.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. That'd be great if we didn't have such a gay song.
Gay.
Not a gay song.
Did you just stop it?
Oh, dear. You know what? This is bad. This is serious technical problems. Oh, my God.
Try that one.
Thank God the microphones are working.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, thank God.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And this is going to work with the Imus tape, too. Hold on.
That is perfect.
Anywho, let's go back to sweet Diane. Diane?
Are you there, darling?
Yeah.
Okay, now is it Dion or Diane?
It's Dion.
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 As in my lady Warwick.
And you're a mommy?
Uh-huh.
And you want the Hannah Montana tickets?
Uh-huh.
Are these questions difficult, Dion?
I'm on my cell phone, so this is a little bit hard for me to hear you.
All right, it's always very confusing using these cell phones. They're brand new. we'd love to have you play, Dion.
Are you good at trivia, Dion?
Depends on what it is. Depends on what kind of question it is.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Do you have a hot body, Dion?
You got it.
Okay, yeah. That's all we need.
Hold on a second.
That's all we need.
Hold on. Uno momento.
We might have now the Heather Locklear lookalike. You threw her back. Because there was an energy there that meant that she wouldn't be
into
it.
She didn't necessarily want to commit to who she thought she resembled. The whole thing is you got to have the confidence. If you're a MILF, you know you're hot.
Exactly. And my ex-husband said, I look like Heather Locklear.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, good for him.
What does he say today about you?
Yeah, I guarantee I know.
What does he say today? I believe that means the field is complete.
We do have a full complement of 10 right now.
And that once again, we can simply open up the telephones without fear of friendly fire.
Yes.
Without fear of us being, in essence, the Pat Tillman of the radio.
I think that they were out there. They were trying to sabotage us. But, you know, the strange thing, as you mentioned before, is these are the same guys that are going to have the beach sailed out tomorrow. They're going to enjoy tomorrow's show.
You know, that was not a good analogy because Pat Tillman was killed with friendly fire. Our soldiers did not mean to do that to him,
right?
But our callers
definitely
did try to C-block our MILF action today.
We are the demanding lieutenants that they wanted to just shoot down. It was very, very unfair. You see what we did? During the commercial breaks, they were there. We held on to them, and we got you.
Sneak attack.
It's a friendly rivalry we have with our listeners. What's that, Joe?
What, Joe?
Talk to her again.
Talk to her again?
She's smart.
Hello, Dion.
Yeah.
Why are we talking to you again? Joe says we should talk to you again.
What was that?
Joe said we should talk to you again, Dion.
Yeah, okay.
Why is that? Joe, why should we talk to Dion again?
Why?
Joe. Hi,
because
Joe.
Because she's stupid.
Well, that would be pot saying hello to kettle.
But she's hot, and it's okay, though. It's okay. And then are you trying to, like, give her directions to get here or something? What are you basing that on, Joe? What's that based on?
She's flying out of town tomorrow.
Are you flying out of town tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, then how are you going to play the game tomorrow?
That's a good question.
Sure is.
Well, I guess Joe is right.
Boy, Joe gets one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe gets one in the win column.
Your S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
Yeah, we were talking about doing this on Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Were you paying attention? You don't pay attention, do you, Dion?
I guess not. No. I'm driving home.
I know, and we've already said, the whole cell phone thing, it's so new, the technology, it's really confusing. Wait till you try an ATM. You're going to think you're standing in front of a Pong game.
I have one of these iPhone thing, and I forgot you guys' phone number, so I have to use the
website. Guys, so long.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Okay, just as well.
Too much. Too many violations.
And then there was still...
Two slots open.
What? Oh, only one.
Is it only one open?
One, I think.
We got Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny was a keeper, right?
Right.
I think so.
The Nia Long looked like
I don't know. The whole segment's been very confusing to me. I believe we have one slot open.
Right. I almost feel like I'm just... Are we all there?
Hello? If you're going to play the game, remember it is tomorrow.
And hold on. Give me a second. I just want to see what's up with these machines.
Okay, very good.
See, they'll play anything.
And that was a good call by Mr. Ardinger.
Did you reset these?
I did.
Okay, let's see what happens on CD number one.
Anything that helps us identify her?
Lucky for you, like many young ladies her age, she had some surgical work done. Feel these. What do you think?
Implants. Kind of big for my taste, really.
The other end.
Oh, they're for the butt?
Yes.
Implants are serialized. Get an ID from those.
You know, I spent 12 hours on a court bench last week. I could have used a pair of these bad boys.
Okay, so I'll run the serials.
All right.
Yeah.
I am an ass man.
All right, that one works.
That's good.
Good.
That's CSI right there,
right.
If you were wondering.
About this one? About this machine right here? Hello, come in. Gonna work? Oops. Let me try the next. I just
just to make sure.
We're testing them all.
I think it might have been a symptom of that disc because there was a small scratch on it.
Oh, was
so
it really?
I'll reburn the disc, and we should be good to go in time for her flight tomorrow.
Yes, and let's take this opportunity to say hi to Dion. Safe home, Dion.
Oh, hold on. This is a great Chris Hansen song. I love this.
Hope she can find her way to the gate tomorrow.
KCBQ.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I'll be the best sex you will ever have. I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
That's my fault. It's my fault. I just got distracted.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Oh.
Was this another guy using his wife's telephone?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
He's so sorry.
That is so sad. Okay, well, who knew? Anyway. All right, here we go.
KCBQ.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I'll be the best sex you will ever have. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? I'll be the one going to take off your clothes? I will go till you tell me to stop. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves. I carry a gun everywhere I go. I will go till you tell me to stop. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I like rape.
When will I see you?
Again.
Chris Hansen.
Perfect song for it.
Chris Hansen. I love Chris Hansen with soft rock.
My God.
God, that's great.
Wow.
Let's see. What's this? That's always a good way to start a call. Let's see.
What's this?
What's this?
Well, that's the way it's been.
Uh-huh. Let's see what's... Well, or just push the button and just watch it go.
Well, I'd like to make very clear that we do have one slot open. But I don't think it's a good idea to say call now.
No, we're still going to have to sneak attack it later.
That's exactly.
Oh, now, do the phones need to be reset again?
I don't think so.
They're all dots.
They're all dots.
It's all green dots again.
Oh, they're all dots. That's all the way it seems right now.
Okay, you're right. Green dots mean good. Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
Just wondering if you have the weather forecast.
Are you number one fan?
Number one fan! Number one fan!
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, we do have it.
I am still a MILF-blocking dick, just so you know.
How many times?
This guy's only called 29 times.
Mm-hmm. Just having fun doing this. Now you're going to be listening to the show tomorrow, correct? You're going to be enjoying the MILFs that we have in here.
They'll get through. They always do.
I know they all get through, but you're making our job more difficult.
Why are you C-blocking again?
Because this is fun.
No, this is not. You're taking... No.
You are a bad listener. Very, very bad. You should discipline yourself.
I hope you don't get off tomorrow.
Or ever. He doesn't care. See, he's right. He knows that we're going to have them get through, and he knows...
Oh, they'll get through. They always do.
Yeah, they always do, but we'd like to have them get through. Well, we wanted to have them get through in the last segment.
I hope tomorrow that your mom walks in on you when you're listening to the show.
If they get through now, what are we going to do for the last hour before Buzz?
Now you're producing the show.
Well, thank you. We did have an hour of Hanukkah celebration in mind.
Hanukkah, Shmonica.
Oh, that's your call. That's not very nice to our guest Michael Hoffman, is it?
No.
They're all done.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize to Rabbi Hoffman.
Did you just turn up the radio briefly?
Just for a second.
Just briefly. See, that all the guys, that does seem to be the recurring theme. They all want to hear themselves.
Okay. Bye!
That's the only reason they're calling.
All we have today is Bach clockers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Jason. Jason, you're not even screened. Jason, listen, would you like it if you were trying to close in on something in a bar? Some nice woman in a bar, and me and Mike walked up right as you were putting the moves in, and we said, hey, this guy Jason, did you know he's got herpes?
Well, don't you think guys have always had that happen? You know, you're sitting there, and you have that special moment, and all of a sudden your buddies walk in.
Being careful, it's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
You're sitting up there, you're standing at a lovely woman at a bar, and a guy walks up to you it's starting to go well. It's starting to turn in your direction, and all of a sudden, the guy walks up and goes, hey, man, that last week when you farted, that was the funniest thing I've ever smelled in my life.
Or how about this? You're at a bar next to a woman, you're putting the moves on her. Mike and I walk up and go, hey, When did you get out of jail?
That's what these calls are doing to us today.
Yeah, yeah. Did she drop the charges?
Yeah, how you doing? Oh, that's great. Well, maybe we could get together Friday night. Hey, how are you? Hey, listen, I'm not going to let you puke in the back of my car again.
How about this one? Hey, Fred. Wow. I told you there wouldn't be enough DNA underneath her fingernails, didn't I?
Still got that sign.
Come on now. Let's have a Bud Light.
Man, what are you? Or the ultimate. What are you doing in here? You're married, dude.
Still got that sign in your yard?
What's wrong with you, man? How's your wife doing?
Okay, now there are some people who are calling who have never called before.
Oh, very good. Ah, okay.
So these calls are unknown to us.
They're virgins.
No name assigned. No name assigned. Mm. Let's see. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. This is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
What's up?
What can we do for you, Dan?
Why are you blocking? Why are you being a C blocker?
You told someone earlier in the week that for them to call back if they popped it. I just want to tell you that I was in the shower like a couple weeks ago.
You know,
ago.
Your phone dropped out. Did you say something about a hemorrhoid?
Yeah, you told somebody earlier in the week to call back when they popped a hemorrhoid.
Yes.
I just want to tell you that that a couple weeks ago I was in the shower and I squeezed my hemorrhoid and it popped. Oh. It was weird.
Right.
I just want to tell you that.
Now, this conversation would be just like what we were talking about before. That wouldn't chase women away.
No.
Why would we have people discussing what they did in the shower? Were you in a great deal of pain?
What?
What?
Where was the hemorrhoid? I mean, I know they're on your butt, but where on your butt was the hemorrhoid?
It's right. It's close to the hole, very close.
Well, it's usually right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like off to the side.
Are you telling the truth or are you lying?
No, I'm serious. I'm being serious.
Were you in excruciating pain?
No, it actually didn't hurt. Just kind of, I didn't see exactly what came out because it washed down the shower, but it just like.
Now I'm grossed out. He wins. I'm grossed out. Well, I'm going to grow up.
Nice talking to you guys.
Hemorrhoids don't generally fall out and go down the drain, do they?
Well, no. It's not it's a question of, oh, no, I don't even want to talk about it.
Psycho.
It's really not that there's something. It's not like they're a
like
thing
a,
that falls
like
up.
A
it's
a blister.
It's a blister. Uh-huh. It's kind of like weak tissue. It's weak tissue that bubbles up. What am I doing? What am I doing? I want a milk. I don't want to be talking about this.
I did enjoy this guy's work in Blues Traveler. This is John Popper.
John Popper.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, hi there.
Hello?
Radio turned up too loud.
Hi there.
That was fun.
Another friend made.
Mission accomplished.
And I'll tell you something. My blowback breath is surprisingly sweet.
I heard that little one there.
I had a little one, and I just got a little, hey, you know, not bad. I'd make out with me today.
You ever have one of the little ones that just creeps out right before you're going to plant one on your good lady?
Mm-hmm.
I had that happen the other day, and I got the highest compliment a person can get.
What'd you say?
I leaned over to kiss Carla after I'd had a little, and it wasn't a loud one. It was just a little, and I said, hi, how you doing? She goes, did you break wind?
Oh.
No, nice. Darling, it was a burp.
It was a burp.
That came out of my mouth.
Yeah, it did. It's the same stuff.
We will continue the search for the MILF. We'll find out what's happening with our studio, with the technical stuff. And I do know this. Mike Hoffman is here, so we will finally stop postponing Hanukkah.
Yes, our Hanukkah celebration begins.
And get to it, we go right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.